Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced a couple significant leadership changes. First, Colin Woodall was tapped to serve as the association's new chief executive officer. Colin has managed NCBA's efforts in Washington, D.C. now for more than a decade. This week, I talked with Colin shortly after the announcement from his new Denver office, who told me he's very thankful for the opportunity to lead NCBA and to continue to serve the U.S. beef cattle industry.
Good. A lot of challenges as an industry moving forward, whether that's fake meat, sustainability, the future of the checkoff. And I felt it was a good opportunity for me to continue to serve this industry, to leave behind the DC political world and come out and look more at the future of where we're going as an association, as an industry. And I'm really looking forward to this opportunity. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to get out there and try to make sure we're doing everything we can as an association to serve our members and the future of cattle production in the United States.
And Ethan Lane was named to serve as the new Vice President of Government Affairs. In his new role, Ethan will guide NCBA's policy efforts in Washington, D.C. Ethan has been serving as Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and NCBA Federal Lands. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.